listener production.
Hey, it's Lee Jollo. After 835 days, Tasmania's COVID public health emergency has finally ended. From today, it's no longer law to wear a mask in hospitals, aged care, disability services and jails, although some operators may still require you wear one. The Premier says it's a milestone and business groups are supporting the change, but the Greens are saying it's a mistake, citing the 1,200 cases we had yesterday and not far off 7,500 active in total. Hobart house prices have bucked the national trend, growing through June after 2 months of declines. The PropTrack data shows an increase of 0.26%. The median home value is now $696,000. The Tasmanian government says a new $180 energy discount will help more than 94,000 people struggling with cost of living pressures. Energy Minister Guy Barnett says the subsidy applies to concession card holders.
We know that many Tasmanians are doing it tough, and it's a tough time of year because it's winter. So as the bills roll out from the 1st of August, that will automatically reduce on those energy bills going forward.
The new winter bills package also includes interest-free loans of up to 10 grand for Tasmanian households, small businesses and landlords to invest in energy-efficient products, and the Aurora Plus app is also free from today. And a cheeky Tassie devil has made off with a woman's mobile phone and apparently wanted to keep it. The Bonnerong visitor dropped it when the sneaky devil jumped up at her when she leant over the barrier. It took zookeepers about 5 minutes to get the phone back. Now sporting several bite marks, the woman has a permanent reminder of the close encounter. Enter sport. Premier League hockey and a tantalising clash between Canterbury and Derwent this weekend. The men's sides are tied for points at the top of the table, the winner to take bragging rights as we draw closer to finals. Meantime, OHA take on the Diamondbacks and University face NWG. Listener.